All right, you're back with the Ancestral Doula. Today's conversation, we're going to speak about personal beliefs and values. Personal beliefs and values. So your values are psychological objects, not physical objects. It is true that we are unable to see and hear our psychological objects, but they are still just as real and have a solid physical effect on your life. A value is a belief, an inner mission, or a philosophy. Some values that may seem insignificant, such as punctuality, actually branch off from something much deeper, like consideration or empathy. Or perhaps they value time more than other people and do not wish to disrespect someone by keeping them waiting. Whatever your values are, if you identify and implement them into every corner of your life, you will feel as if something magical has happened and certain things have just fallen into place. You will feel a lot less confusion when considering your values and a choice you are making. However, if you do something that goes against one of your strongest values, you will most likely feel some sort of guilt or other negative emotional effects. Our values are factors that help us determine our decisions and guide our lives. They decide and align our goals, relationships, hopes, dreams, and ideals. For example, if a person values goodness over all other values in existence, then that person will find themselves unable to do something that they know is wrong. A person who values honesty above all will have difficulty bringing themselves to lie. A person who values individuality will often be repulsed by the idea of following the crowd. A person who values rebellion highly will get a rush from doing something that goes against the norm or an authoritative figure. Your beliefs and morals should belong to you and you alone. You should not let anything other than your own personal growth and reflection affect your belief system. For example, if society tells you that something is wrong and you don't believe that it truly is, then you will have difficulty abiding by those beliefs. The clearer your beliefs are to you, the more balanced a lifestyle you will live. You will probably also notice an increase in your happiness and personal productivity. What exactly are beliefs? Beliefs are the assumptions and deductions we have made about the world around us and its people. They define your hopes, dreams, expectations, and first impressions. Beliefs are how we see the world, what we know is true, and what consequences will come from behaviors that we engage in. Let's talk about values. Values are expressions of emotional truths that, when activated, bring light and energy to whatever they manifest, enabling maximum energy and therefore maximum productivity. Values are how we expect other people to behave and which traits they should and should not possess. Some universally important values are, and we're going to list some values: kindness, openness, honesty, integrity, love, respect, quality, innovation, creativity, empathy, passion, entrepreneurship, profitability, change, challenge, progress, wealth, prosperity, leadership, helpfulness, stability, strength, tolerance, trust, wisdom, fairness, faith, knowledge, honor, and justice. These are some universally important values. So, what you believe about yourself. So, things you believe about yourself have real world consequences and bonuses. If you believe you are capable of being successful, then you will be successful eventually. If you believe you can't do it, or some major roadblock that is impossible to pass will appear, then so it shall appear. Even the most observant, thoughtful people cannot completely recognize the power of their own thoughts or how exactly those thoughts manifest. But most people know that self-confidence has everything to do with success. See the connection? Your self-doubts and self-imposed fear are the very things holding you back from achieving what you desire. And so you should rid yourselves of as many of these as possible. So let's define your values. Your values serve a crucial purpose in your reality, or the universe if you prefer. Your values are what guide you when your life is directionless, when you seem to have no purpose, and it's of great importance if you wish to live an uplifting, meaningful existence. Having a clear mental outline and a written list and ranking of your values can help you make decisions more easily with practice. Let's say that you value challenge, cooperation, and friendship, and that you have an overwhelming to-do list. Let's say you have to clean your house, cook dinner, wash a car, finish a project, and write an essay. Why not invite a friend over for dinner and have them help you cook? If you cook a meal with your friend, you are indulging your friendship and cooperation values and getting your task completed. You can also challenge yourself by trying to make an extremely tasty meal so that your friend and you can enjoy dinner more. Let's talk about personal sins. Woo! Personal sins aren't the kind of sins you might find in the Bible or written anywhere. Personal sins are not what society tries to make you believe, nor should they be drawn from any source except inside of you. Your personal sins are things that you find morally offensive or even repulsive. Your sins, or a list of values you find morally or psychologically offensive, are the darker side of your values. The things you find offensive can often be pegged down as a single value. And then you can further question yourself as to why that is so offensive to you. You will often discover something new about yourself, and it will change your perspective on something you may have once thought inconceivable. So let's talk about the 6 tendencies of humans. Behavioral scientists believe there are 6 core human motivations. 1, the quest for more knowledge. 2, the desire to save or spend money. 3, the desire to express your unique talents, expertise, and abilities. 4, the need for love. 4. 5, the desire for power. And last, an organized system. People tend to like rules, plans, and policies in their lives. An organized system that could be school, church, the mosque, anywhere there is an organized system. And that was the six tendencies of humans. And I'm sure each and every one of us have fallen into or all of these six ideas at some point in our lives. So I would say, I would not say that these values should or will apply to everyone. Each person has an individual code of existence, and they shouldn't be denied because of anything that they read elsewhere. So here's an assignment. Design a list of 15 traits and values, and you can borrow them from the list that we shared. Design a list of 15 traits and values you admire or respect in people. Arrange these values according to importance, and then decide and plan how to implement them into any and all areas of your life. Any and all areas of your life. And we listed 30 important values that are, they are universal. So you can take from that list or create your own. However, you will learn more about yourself when you can define your core values and principles. I remember, I guess this was in the 90s, and the Ricky Lake Show was coming on. Ricky Lake Show. And in the 90s, I was already like 18, 19, maybe 20. I had never heard the word, I wasn't on its radar. I'm not going to say I never heard it. I wasn't on the radar of the word morals and principles until Ricky Lake. I'm like, what the hell is a moral? What is a principle? So as the ancestral doula, I would love to be able to use these words regularly with not only my children, but your children as well, because we all should have our own core values of morals and principles, and we shouldn't have to wait until later in life to realize that that's one of my core morals, and I'm not going to go against that. You know, that helps making decisions easier for you when you stand on something. And there's a saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.